Good evening, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency anytime that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and in consistent prayer that you are receiving more inspiration, motivation, insight, and will, strength of will and determination to dig deep within yourself, to reach the heights of yourself, and to really initiate a day-to-day due diligence in clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, so that you are completely regenerated, rejuvenated, reborn, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth that you are this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence, which is the message that I consistently exalt over time, because all of the issues that we deal with in terms of the economics, the politics, the economy, and all of that, all of those issues are temporary. They are issues only relating to how we are oriented in terms of society and culture. But as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, there will come a day that is rapidly approaching for most, where we will have to leave the planet. And we should not be leaving as dead people. And because leaving the planet is destiny for everybody, the way that we live on a day-to-day basis is laying foundation for how we leave. Whether we're leaving through the doors of sickness, illness, disease, degradation, suicide, homicide, genocide, or whether we have successfully navigated ourselves upon the planet and Earth residency, really rising to have an understanding and an understanding as to what the purpose in being is, and to have successfully been committed to the purposes in being, in self-mastery, self-controlling, self-actualizing, self-realizing, and being harmonized within the will of existence and the laws of existence that give us the leverage over this world conquering rampage to make sure that we're divided and conquered within every fiber of our own beings, within the very cells of ourselves. And so for those of you who would care to be attuned to this frequency from midnight to 6, and then Thursdays from midnight to 3, I want you to know that you are some of the most powerful spirits on the planet, which is why you are drawn to this quality and this kind of thought and programming, and that you don't mind being challenged to rise. You don't mind being reminded that you should be exalting a full life's urge. You should do everything that is within your own power to reclaim your power in walking in the fullness of the integrity of your own authenticity and your authority as this point of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. Because there is that which is harmonizing. You understand? We're dealing with a planetary issue, a global issue of depopulation and genocide and divisiveness. So it's not a black issue. It's an intelligence issue. It's a life issue. It's a qualification for continuance in existence issue for everybody. And we all need to be fully participatory in exalting that full life's urge and doing what is required in order for us to gain the degrees of insight and intuition and opening up the doors of our own faculties and the gifts that we have been given by the intelligence of existence to exalt that which is the truth of our being as intelligences of existence, and we are able to be centered in life, to be centered upon this planet in the realization that we dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and there is nowhere we can go where it is not. It is never absent. It is always present. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. It is that which is everywhere. So there's so much more than the air that we're taking in, and we need to breathe fully with the attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessedness in just being, and to realize that our blessings are not based upon how much money we've accumulated and how much investment we've done in stocks and companies and this and that, but being in a place where we are able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment, in our exalting a full life's urge, in being completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we are truly accepting the gifts that are ours, so that we're able to be the ones that we are in our now moment, to rise to the challenges of doing that which need be done for the reorientation, the realignment, and the reestablishment of order and law and love and wisdom and truth and peace, and being poised in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence, so that everything that we do is reflective of our being consistent with that absolute and supreme intelligence. And intelligence does not kill itself, nor does it kill its children, nor does it create industries and whatnot that undermine the earth, Mother Nature, and her creatures. We are in a place and space where it is time for our resurrection. It is time for us to really accept duty, obligation, and responsibility to respond correctly and directly in our now moment towards being under siege, to understand that a government that licenses, certifies, and degrees ones to be able to practice sickness, illness, disease, death, and undermining the wellness of the populace is a government and nation and people who will soon cease to exist. There is no way that you can be continued in existence where you have no commitment to the laws that govern you, where you have no commitment to life, and where your commitments towards profit and money is greater than your commitment to service, your commitment to be who you are as a man, the progenitor of lineages, and who we are as womb men, the perpetuator of lineages. It is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to be exalting life all the time. There is no way we can be excused of cosmic duty and to be absolved of the trust that we were given by our absolute and supreme intelligence that is the mother, father of us all, to be in a place where we are so faithless that we would generate a livelihood, generate income from perpetuating sickness, illness, disease, death, body parts exchange, murder, mayhem, and all of this garbage and distraction and dysfunction and degradation that is so rampant upon the place, which is the evidence of being completely lawless. Either not knowing the laws, ignoring the laws, not caring to be lawful. And so the only leverage we can have is when we stop following those who have led us astray, stop following and eating like those who have lost their way. To be in a place where we have an understanding and an understanding that our proper alignment and orientation with that intelligence that allows us to stand is the right movement to make. You understand? Aligning with the intelligence of existence, standing on behalf of life itself, functioning in the light of the truth of the all that you are as supreme intelligence personified. And we can't get that quality of insight and intuition and wisdom and whatnot to understand what to do in our now moment to, one, reverse these issues of sickness, illness, disease, and death. See, how much money we have is neither here nor there, when whatever money you have, you're having to spend it trying to regain your health And being in a place and space where we feel entitled to be undermining ourselves, that we don't mind being enslaved to a bastardized palate, where we are lusting for that which has no life, has no substance, have nothing that the body needs, but we spend so much of our currency, our paper currency, on those things in terms of the sugar products, the alcoholic beverages, the tobacco products, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the ice cream, the pizzas, the cheese, the breads, and all of these things that create mucus and mucus and more mucus and more acidity and holes, the toxins, the chemicals, the preservatives, the BHA, the BHT, the potassium metasulfites, and all of these things, the nitrates and the nitrites and whatnot. And nobody has properly made an assessment as to what the contraindication of all of these chemicals do in your bloodstream. But this is why we are seeing so much detriment, so much depression, so much Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis and all these neurological diseases and whatnot. We have more sickness, more illness, and more disease than ever before, in spite of the reality that we have more educated, more degreed people, more professional people, more of all of that. We have more obesity, more disease, and more degradation. And so our responsibility is to regain our lost light. And we can't do that if we are not conscious and conscientious and caring enough to be very mindful about what it is we're consuming, and to understand that anything we're consuming and the reason why we're consuming is to create a certain quality of blood, because it is in the quality of blood that lays foundation for the quality of choices, the ability to think. And that's why the temples of God are under siege. This is why the methodology of oppression is to oppress us at our cellular functioning. So no matter how much education you have, how much money you have, what you've gained, what you've learned, how many times you've been around the world and the cultures you've studied and how many languages you speak and all of this, none of it really matters if you don't know how to feed yourself. You don't know how to promote optimum cellular functioning. It matters if you have not come to that point and place where you have a desire to exalt a full life's urge. This is how we get leverage in a system of disease, creating fear, inhibition, trepidation. You understand, where people feel afraid to do the right thing and become so easily led to do that which should not be done, that which creates pain and suffering and violation and separation and divorce and all of these things. We have to come to that place to have an understanding and understanding that our purpose in being is to be shaped by the hands of angels of light, to really master the quality of virtues that create the character that is consistent with who we are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, who we are as sons, S-U-N-S, of that which we refer to as God, which I prefer to refer to as the intelligence of existence, the absolute and supreme intelligence, the cosmic I am, the supreme being directly that has gifted so much of itself to each and every one of us, regardless of what hue of people we are, regardless of what quadrant of the galaxy we touch down upon the earth from. We are all obligated by virtue of each and every breath and every beat of our hearts to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to have a care and a conscientiousness to add to the blessedness of this life, to develop ourselves so that we are able to invoke and call forth the strength of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, our physical family as well as our spiritual inheritance. And where we don't care to do that which is in our best interest, where we do not care to be able to be successful in becoming who we are, where we are not properly oriented in terms of the effort that should be made on a daily basis to be ordered by virtue of there being laws that govern us, and to be in love with those laws because those laws are that which ensure our progression. The lawfulness is what ensures our grace and our protection. The lawfulness is what puts us in a position where we are able to become fully integritous, where we do not do that which need not be done, that we are able to perfect ourselves, because that is the work. And the perfection of ourselves does not necessarily mean that you are not in error in terms of your judgment or choices at some point in time, but it means that you are able to use every situation and circumstances that you've created as growth medium and material, that you are always exalting a full care to become more of the divine one that you are as a child of that which we refer to as God. And for those who would claim to be atheists and whatnot, you still have duty, obligation, and responsibility to be rightly aligned with the laws that govern existence itself, so that you are not creating sickness, illness, and disease, where you are not indulging your palate in the taste for the flesh and blood of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all of this stuff. See, this is the problem that we're dealing with, in that we have a government that is made up of human beings who are either male or female, regardless of what hues they are, you understand, who are not properly oriented in terms of what the purpose in existence upon the planet is. You understand? And then they have an agenda that is different from exalting a full life's urge. Their agenda is not about facilitating that which creates and ensures the progressive unfoldment of the population. When your government is in bed with private enterprise and other ones who would prefer to poison the food industry, who would prefer to have scientists and have government administrators dictating to you what you can and cannot do with your children, that you have to have permission from these ones to be able to feed your children that which is fruit and vegetation, or they're mandating that you have all of these shots done with your children, that you are injecting your children with all of this poison. They cannot have that kind of power and be all right when they have no real alignment with Mother Nature and Mother Earth and that which is light, because if they did, there would be no necessity to mandate vaccinations and inoculations and whatnot. And we must come to understand that this is a part of the ploy of depopulation, that America is not only a racist place, you understand, in terms of having racism or the common thought that those of us who are of deeper hues, melanin dominated people, are not as human as them. You understand? So that the cards, the deck is stacked against us. But understand that when we feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, when we have rotting pigs and rotting cows and rotting this and rotting that in our systems, we are dysfunctioning. And this is the thing, that most of those ones who came forward as scholars and doctor this one and doctor that one and doctor the other one, you understand, in the academia world, you understand, they did not call forward and see that what is really happening with us is that we cannot afford to eat the way that Europeans eat as a melanin-dominated people. It doesn't do us good. It doesn't do them good either. It is in nobody's best interest to feed off the flesh of dead animals. It poisons the blood. Everybody's body functions harmoniously with life itself, but every cell, all of our cells require water. They require oxygenation. They require minerals. You understand that we are light beings and we should be in a place where we are exalting light, that we are vehicles and vessels of light. And the light is the wisdom of the Creator. The light is the way of the Creator. The light allows us to perceive that which is going to create greater harmony and peace and health and wealth and joy and delight. Not sickness, illness, disease, and death. A healthy people do not create sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so it's necessary for us to really have an understanding and an understanding that we're dealing with a population, a society that is sick. And those who are governing are sick. You understand? And this is why they have such sickness that is being promoted as legislation. And there should be those of us who have an understanding and understanding that by virtue of the will of existence itself, by virtue of the laws of existence itself, that we as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence cannot be licensed, certified, or degreed to be the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. There should be no way within the earth, upon the earth, beyond the earth, within the hells of the heavens, that there should be companies of people who make sure that poison is being distributed on every corner across and or down the street from every church, and then have other ones who are advertising and whatnot to make us think that poisoning ourselves is chic, that it is the best thing to do, that it's what is bringing greater peace and all of these memories of happy feelings and whatnot from our family reunions and our birthdays. But feeding off the flesh of violated beings as happy meals is cancer. It is heart disease. It is leukemia. It is diabetes. Understand this. This is one of the reasons why they feel like you have to have all of these vaccinations, because they are feeding you the rotting flesh of decaying carcasses. And they know that those carcasses are filled with all kinds of pathogens. And so a people who feed you death are not your friends. And when you feed off of death and you feel entitled to be feeding off of death and dead things and that which has no substance whatsoever, and then you turn around and talk about its comfort. Comfort in dying is no comfort at all, in truth. Then understand, you are your own worst enemy. There is nobody that can do for you what you're not willing to do for yourself. So even if you had somebody who had sense enough in the government and legislation to stop allowing us to be fed the flesh of dead animals, you all would be the first ones to raise up and say, oh, you can't take our meat from us. Oh, well, you can't take the alcohol from us. Oh, you can't take the sugar from us. Oh, you can't close down these companies. Oh, where are we going to work? I'm just saying, you all would be in a tizzy about the demise of the death industries. You love it so much. And then complain about your suffering, your pain, your disdain, your depression. And then you take drugs. And you allow your children to be drugged. And these are the things that we have to stop in order to be completely cleared and cleansed so that we are restored. We have the renewing of our mind because we have the clearing and the cleansing and the reconstitution of our blood. And because our spirits are literally charged on the blood, the life is in the blood. You understand? Our spirits are charged on our blood. So in order for us to have a greater quality of life, we have to create a greater quality of blood, a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, a bloodstream that does not have the pus and mucus of cows and artificial colors, artificial flavor, nitrates and nitrites and antibiotics and hormones and artificial colors and artificial flavors and all of these chemicals and whatnot, a bloodstream that runs like water. You understand, where your spirit is light and you have the clarity of mind, because the quality of your blood lays foundation for the quality of your thought, and the quality of your thought lays foundation for the quality of your choices, and the quality of your choices lay foundation for the quality of your character, which really affects the way that you are functioning or not as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And coming to that point in place where you are able to look at what it is you've been doing, what it is you've been socialized to do, and most of us have received very similar socialization in terms of being fed hot dogs and hamburgers and bologna sandwiches and white bread and cheese and pizza and eggs and hogshead cheese and lamb chops and goat and oxtails and turkey necks and chicken gizzards and all of this stuff. I'm just saying is that we have an accumulation of chemicals that are now saturating our brains. And people will be so concerned about the calcification of the pineal gland. The pineal gland is just one part of your whole being. You should be concerned about the whole being. You understand? If you are concerned about the functioning of your pineal gland, then cleanse your whole being. But it's something that we have to do daily. You understand? You never ask, how long do I have to brush my teeth? Well, how long will I have to bathe? Well, when will my toothpaste run out? How long will the soap last me? You understand? You never ask. You don't ask how long the roll of toilet paper is going to last you. You understand? So when I'm talking to people and I'm giving you what is necessary in order to really be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, just do it daily because we have been poisoned over decades. And what you do daily is going to lay foundation for your results. Not what you do every now and again. Not what you did years ago. Well, I used to be vegetarian. And how long were you vegetarian? Well, I was only vegetarian for about 3 years. I said, but you didn't do the cleansing. So you never really got the benefit. We're in a now moment where we have no wiggle room. You understand? We cannot be out of order. We do not have 5 years to be indecisive about whether we want to live or not. Where you do not make a decision to live and to thrive and to cleanse, then you have already made a decision to be consistently and continuously on this cataclysmic ride with demise, and you are creating disease. And where you have been eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, flour, fish, sugar, and all of this stuff, and these chemicals, and this ramen noodles, and all of these preservatives, and all of this stuff, then know that the disease is already established in you. You understand? It takes a long time for these people to figure stuff out. You understand? A lot of times they never find anything unless they're looking for it. It has to slap them in the face. You understand? You got to have the tumor, you know, so big that it cannot be ignored before they can realize it. But it takes these cells 20 years of becoming more and more acidic before they begin to mass to the degree to which they can be truly discovered. And then by this time, you talk to the doctors and then they fill you with fear. And then your fear permeates and penetrates every atom and every cell of your being. So even though you may know certain things, your faith is still what is going to lay foundation for your results. I'm here to encourage you to know that you are here to live and to live in love and laughter and truth and beauty and wisdom and integrity and high ethic and morality, that you are here to represent the legacy of the lineages that you represent, that you are here to serve the purposes of existence in exalting a full life's urge. You are here to serve life itself, not to be complicit and complacent with your own annihilation, subjugation, domination, violation, you understand, bastardization, usurpation, devastation, sickness, illness, disease, and death. That is the devil's way. We were told to be in the world and not of it. And to understand that the world is that which the governments and the religions and the corporate entities and deities of death have created a mental sphere that constitutes the world. But the earth herself and everything within it, upon it, and beyond it is completely held by virtue of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are all so absolutely and divinely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And now is our time to give the glory unto that which beats our heart and that which breathes us, and take your attention from those who are so minimally minded that the greatest thought they can think of is to kill everybody. These people do not deserve your support. You're in a now moment of eternity where you have the opportunity to be attuned to the voice of resurrection. This is Adama. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I welcome you and encourage you to meet me here at Thursday night. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who try to make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, and anytime I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so appreciative, and pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, insight, motivation to really dig deeper, to reach higher, to walk in the fullness of the all that you are, as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am coming with a full heart and intention to exalt the reality that we are already in harmony with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, and that absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us cannot be defeated. It cannot be sick. It cannot die. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and it is our time to harmonize ourselves with it so that we have leverage over all of the politics and the world-conquering rampage to make sure that we are divided and conquered within ourselves, and ourselves to come to that point and place where we are responding appropriately, correctly, and directly in any and every now moment, so that we are truly walking the path of self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the light and intelligence of existence, so that we are being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the integrity of that all that we are as conscious immortals. And for as many as there are walking the earth in human form, those who are the remnants, the ascendants, and the descendants of humanity, as well as those who are descendants, ascendants, and remnants of humankind, no matter where we have emerged upon the planet, from whatever quadrant of the galaxies, we all are held by absolute law in this reality of that which we refer to as life. And we have been tricked into thinking that we can be on the path of adulteration and have a successful life if we had no real passion for living. For we see the evidence of those of our family members and community and co-workers and whatnot who enjoy exalting a full effort towards anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and violating themselves. And this has been part of our socialization, so that we have to know that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to be able to truly respond correctly in our now moment, in exalting a full life's urge, in doing that which makes sense, and not just making money, but that which lays foundation for our progression. See, everything changes, but change does not necessarily mean progression. And the progression is that which we are able to facilitate consciously when we have the care to honor our lives, to respect our lives, and to respect all of life itself. And in that respecting, we have to realize that we can't truly respect life if we're eating that which is dead, that which was violated, that which was murdered and slain, that which was genetically modified and bred to be food when it was at one time a living being. And because this practice of eating flesh, meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, and all of this is so common that people hear me and they're like really feeling like, oh no, I can't give up my meat. You know, where are we going to get our protein? This is what makes us healthy. But we don't have the example of really healthy people who eat all of this meat and dairy and eggs and chicken and fish. What we see is a sea of sickness, illness, disease, inebriation, intoxication, and all manners of distortion and dysfunction that cannot be separated from what the people are choosing as food. And what we're choosing as food is as a direct correlation to what is being advertised and that which we've been educated to feel that it is good for us, when in actuality, there's no good that has come from it, except for the profits in the coffers of those whose businesses these are. You understand? So old money in America was slavery. Old money in America, sugar. Old money in America, alcohol. Old money in America, beef, pork, chicken, fish. These are not our businesses. And to be in the business of capitalizing off of the murder and slaughter of other beings and then feed off their body parts is that which is creating tragic dates with fate that look like heart attacks and strokes and aneurysms and next generations coming forward with brain diseases and all of these things that are showing that either we don't know how to live, we don't care about living, or we don't really want to live. And being in a place where you feel entitled to be killing yourselves is definitely a way to secure the end of your lineages. But you and I, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, are here to exalt a full life's urge. We should be doing nothing to undermine ourselves, or anything or anyone else. And this is why we have to come to understanding the root of our issues for all of the great ones that we've seen, is that our whole living upon the planet is being jeopardized as a result of the massive concentration of all of the poisons and the toxins and whatnot that has to be implemented in order to continue to support creating death as food. It seems like it wouldn't be all of that, but it is all of that. Why? Because you have over 90% of your pesticides and herbicides that are being used on the produce or the food that is grown to feed the animals. You have over 60-70% of all of the antibiotics that are being produced are being used to give these animals so that the disease and bacteria and infection doesn't kill them before they're slaughtered. All right, now with the antibiotic use, it doesn't mean that they were free from disease. It means that their flesh has been filled with chemicals that are antibiotic. All right, and antibiotic means anti-life. So your tissues, when you feed off of these things, are also being saturated and concentrated with these chemicals. And so even if you have phased off of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish, the chemicals the nitrates, the nitrites, the pesticide, herbicide, antibiotic, hormonal residues are still in the tissues, which is why we must care to be cleansed. And the cleansing is something that we must do on a daily basis. And because we are in a place and space where it's about International Women's History and Women's Month and whatnot, it is duty, obligation, and responsibility for women, particularly, to exalt a full life's urge as the perpetuator of the lineages. You understand, we are feeding people, our husbands, our loves, our parents, our children's, other people's children. And when we are not caring to be in the light of doing that which promotes, facilitates, and creates optimum cellular functioning, if we are not oriented from a place of reaching for that which is going to be truly nourishing for us, healing for us, then that means that we can't truly serve in the healing and the resurrection and the restoration of our people if we will not do it for ourselves. And that care, that quality of care, is love when you understand that love does nothing to undermine anything or anybody else. Love does not serve the corporate entities and deities of death. Love does not push aside the edicts of the order of existence in our being the progenitor and perpetuators of existence to be in harmony and co-conspirating with the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death in producing, promoting, distributing, advertising that which has no substance, that is being propagated and shelved and made available to us on every corner, across and or down the street from every church. We are under siege and we are in crisis. Regardless of how much we can dress up and feel good, the bottom line is that where we are not doing that which is truly in our own best interest on a daily basis, then we are laying foundation for other things to come forward, whether it's cancer or heart disease or diabetes or obesity or multiple sclerosis or muscular dystrophy or any of the other things that we are seeing that 50 years ago did not exist for us in our communities. And so I'm the one to kind of reinforce us to realize that whatever we accomplish in terms of our being certified, licensed, degreed, educated, celebrated, honored, and all of that, where we are not honoring the optimum functioning of ourselves, where we are feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, all of these chemicals and stuff, then we have not truly progressed at all. Because our purpose in being is not to die. That's not what we should be facilitating here. Our purpose in being is to self-actualize, self-realize, and do that which is consistent with the will of existence and the laws of existence in terms of fulfilling the curriculum of Earth residency in applying ourselves wholeheartedly towards mastering ourselves, harmonizing and loving the laws that govern us, and truly walking in the integrity of our personal power and our divinity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And so whatever else we may think to do, everything that would proceed from right thought, right action, and realignment and attunement with the absolute at the cellular level by facilitating a cellular clearing, cleansing, purification, and renewal, and then activating all of the faculties, the gifts that we've been given, so that we literally are walking in harmony with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls. And for us to live a life where the greatest thing we did was work consistently a job over 30, 40, 50 years, you understand, and retired from this job. But then if you did not know how to develop yourself, then chances are after you work so many years on a job like that consistently over time, that perhaps you did not take the time to do some of the other things that you could have possibly done. And we do everything at the risk of not doing something else, and many times something greater. And so our coming to this now moment where we realize that we have so much available to us, we are the beneficiaries of all of the ones who have come before us. And in this now moment, we share this walk with so many phenomenal ones that you yourself are a part of the phenomenalness of our generations. The issue is, will we stand on behalf of the whole of existence and consciously care to be whole? And therefore, we will consciously care to be cleared and cleansed and purified so that we are renewed and rebirthed, and we are taking responsibility for healing ourselves, that we are no longer giving our power over to doctors and hospitals and pharmacies and pharmacists and all of those ones who are not supporting the daily information or really perpetuating what it is that we should be doing daily to have optimum health and optimum functioning cellularly is the key to our having the opportunity to come to that place and space where our minds are truly activated so that we're truly thinking. And in being thinking, living, loving, intelligent, potent light beings directly, then we have the opportunity to lay a greater foundation for the true progression of the whole populace of the planet. You understand? But to think that we don't have responsibility, that you have no power, you have no potency, you're helpless, there's nothing you can do about this, that's a trick, because we have so much power when we remember who we are in being these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, and that I am presence that dwells in the temples of every living being. And not only does it dwell in the temples, it is the fullness of the substance of the presence of all that constitutes the cosmic reality of infinity and eternity. And we are immersed in it, animated by it, enlivened in every atom and every cell of our being as these points of it. The issue is, are we acknowledging it and recognizing it and exalting it and consciously caring to function in harmony with it as vehicles and vessels of it? See, we get what we ask for all the time. And when you look around at your environment, you look around at your situations and circumstances and whatever it is you're doing, understand that you are there because you asked for it. Whether it's the job you're working, the person that you are with, you understand, the things that you have, the cars that you drive, your wardrobe, you understand, everything that you have is by virtue of what you yourself have applied yourself to. And so having the fullness of yourself and consciously caring to reach for that, to dig deep for that, to do the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the forgiveness, the exaltation, the expression consistently of the gratitude and appreciation with each and every breath and every beat of your heart comes to that, brings you to that point and place where you are able to cast off all of the discouragement and disappointment and all of those things that may be burdens upon your spirit. In this now moment, there are people who are doing exactly what they love to do. to the detriment of no one. And even in doing that, it's not to say that they are even walking in the fullness of who and what they really are, but just to say that we do not have to continue to think that everybody is suffering and everybody is in a place where, one, that they are not clear about what they want. See, what brings a lot of the fullness is the clarity. And so you have to know what you want. You understand? And know that you can have it. Why? Because the laws are working. So when you say, I need a job, and you don't care what the job is, then you narrow your opportunity to really have something, to get something, to attract that which is going to not just pay bills for you, but something that will help grow you, something that you feel good about doing every day, something that you are being cultivated by, because we should not be just working jobs for a dollar, but to be in a place where we are allowing ourselves to grow in every situation and circumstance, so that wherever you're working, you should be learning. Wherever you're working, you should be paying attention. Wherever you're working, you should be coming to a greater degree of self-mastery. Developing new talents, skills, and abilities, everything in this life should serve your purposes in terms of facilitating and developing and cultivating the being that you are, because you are the reason. You understand? If we don't have value in knowing that we should be developing ourselves, and it is in the resubstantiation and the qualification and the enhancement of the spirits that we are in these body temples that is the real work, not just the job that is being done, but how we are able to grow and develop and master ourselves and cultivate and our talents, skills, and abilities, so that we are bringing a greater light and good and blessing to life itself, to our generations, to our now moment. There is that which we can do, and then there is that which we must do. And where we prioritize our priorities to really care, to invest in ourselves, to no longer support those entities and corporate deities that are facilitating our inebriation, intoxication, violation, incarceration, annihilation, and genocide. And then to really care, to honor the legacy of the lineages that you represent, to really take focus, time, and energy to be in commitment to the will of existence and the laws of existence, and realigning yourself with the absolute truth that you are this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, and you are literally already immortal. But you have to cleanse. For all the death we've consumed, for all of the sugar and the drugs and the alcohol and the pharmaceuticals and whatnot, these residues have to come out. And you have to be about it on a daily basis. You understand? There is so much more to each of us than we have even fathomed or imagined. And this life experience, these years, whether it's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 90, 100 or more years, should be lived and not died, but should be lived. You understand? Where you are always exalting a full life's urge. You are growing, you are unfolding, you are mastering the moment, owning it by being current in the presence, dwelling in the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence, being present as this point of that presence that is absolute and supreme. And we must know that as other ones are continually aligning themselves with the lies, aligning themselves in divisiveness, aligning themselves with feeling entitled to create judgment and condemnation, but then to try to undermine other ones in them being able to exalt a full life surge. You understand? So a lot of the speculation that happens, and it just rolls all over the internet in terms of the civil wars in America and the militia and all of these things. Understand that nothing is guaranteed success upon the planet except the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light, the kingdoms and queendoms of God, the triumph of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom and truth. This is guaranteed success. Nothing else is guaranteed success. And so the more the people allow themselves to spin out of control, then the sooner they will meet their tragic date with fate. You understand? And this is what we must know, is that there is justice. And justice does not depend upon anybody making a decision about it. It is the natural unfoldment and working of the laws that are already in full effect. Our leverage comes when we care to work harmoniously with those laws and to be in a place where we don't mind being ordered through the cleansing and the purification. We don't mind being upright and righteously using our faculties, our gifts. We don't mind being in a place where we are consistently, daily unfolding, quantum leaping into absolute degrees of self-realization, self-actualization, and being vivid in our own representation as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. There is no political consciousness that is greater than being in a full alignment with the truth of yourself. And this is why we have so much poison available to us, is so that we don't have that kind of clarity. We don't have that kind of faith. We don't have that kind of courage. We don't have that kind of ingenuity and talent. We are not in the integrity of ourselves when we feed like beasts, scavengers, and supporting our own cellular oppression. And so I'm here to encourage you that as we're moving into the new year with this spring, that you take time to decide what else you need to do to come into the fullness of yourself, because you will never have anything greater. And this is our time to be our greatest ones. On behalf of all of those who've come before us, those who sacrificed, those who were sacrificed, those who would never have come to points of responsibility, we have more people who have died from alcoholism, drug abuse, cigarette smoking, and all of this, than all of the people that have been killed in all of the wars that America has engaged in. We're in a now moment where we have to raise completely up so that we are not supporting our own degradation, our own annihilation and genocide. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.